We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your dial. And this is your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. Please stick around. We've got another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz ahead of us. So kick back and let's listen to some good sounds. Going to continue our highlight of Paul Cunichet, a great tenor sax player in the Count Basie, Lester Young, Kansas City style of jazz. And this is another album that he cut on the Prestige label, saluting the works of Count Basie. The album was simply called For Basie, included former trumpet player in the old Basie band, Chad Collins, Nat Pierce on piano, who can do the Count Basie style of piano the best I've ever heard, and he wrote a lot of arrangements for the Basie band. Freddie Green, who was in the Basie band from its outset in 1936 and down until the time the Count died in, I think it was around 84. Walter Page, original bass player in the Basie band, along with Joe Jones on drums. This was cut in Hackensack, New Jersey, October 1957, and it's a written little thing that was written by Basie and Lester Young called Rockabye Basie. Thank you. with Rockabye Basie out of the Prestige album. Four Basie put together by Paul Kunishay on tenor sax. And I was looking at the liner notes, and I admitted the fact that the trumpet player on that track, Shad Collins, had co-composer credit with Count Basie and Lester Young. And we had some fine Count Basie-like piano by Nat Pierce, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, Joe Jones on drums. That was cut in Hackensack, New Jersey, in October of 1957 on a Prestige label.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Milt Jackson and Cannonball Adderley. It's from a Riverside LP entitled Things Are Getting Better. In addition to Cannonball on alto sax and Milt Jackson on fives, we'll also hear from Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. The tune is written by Cannonball, and it's the title tune to the album, Things Are Getting Better. Thank you. was Things Are Getting Better, from an album of the same name, an LP released on the Riverside label in 1958, and it featured Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums.
Well, our highlight artist of the week, Paul Quinichet, tenor sax man, did about three different albums kind of contributing or highlighting the work of Count Basie and a tribute to Count Basie. He did Basie Reunion and For Basie, which we played previously on a Prestige label. He also cut an album on a United Artists label in March of 1959, like Basie, Paul Quinichet and his Basieites. And the Basieites there were. There's Freddie Green on guitar, Joe Jones on drums, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Shad Collins on trumpet, Al Gray on trombone, all members of the Basie band at that particular time. This is a thing that was written by the trumpet player at one time before World War II in the Basie band, Ed Lewis. And this is a little swinger that they did called Jump the Blues Away. Thank you. Jumping the Blues Away from United Artists album cut in March of 1959, Paul Quinichet and his Basieites. That was a nice swinging arrangement put together by the piano player in that band, Nat Pierce, and along with Paul Quinichet on tenor sax. There was a nice muted trombone solo there by Al Gray.
Well, how about some more Basie? Let's listen to the full Basie band from a little later period. This is an LP entitled Chairman of the Board on the Roulette label. And this is, the tune is written by Henry Wells, and it's called Kansas City Shout. It's very tightly arranged. The only solo you'll hear is from Basie himself doing his usual understated act there. And the arrangement itself makes him sound even more understated. Kansas City Shout. Kansas City Shout from a Roulette LP entitled Chairman of the Board, released in 1959.
Next up on our salute to Paul Quinichet, we're going to do an item in which he doesn't have front billing. It's he's a member of the ensemble, but it has a nice Kansas City feel to it. It's Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombonist album, Kansas City Revisited, and has a real all-star aggregation along with Paul Quinichet on tenor sax. There's Al Cohn on tenor sax. Our Count Basie, Maven, Nat Pierce is back on piano. And now we have Jim Hall on rhythm guitar. And this is a ballad that was played by the Basie Band all down through the years. Never get tired of it. A beautiful thing called Blue and Sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
was a United Artist album cut in 1959 under the name of valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer called Kansas City Revisited. And that's a great ballad out of the Kansas City Count Basie book called Blue and Sentimental. Solos there were by Paul Quinchet on tenor sax, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Al Cohn on tenor sax, and Nat Pierce on piano.
Well, next we'll hear from the Dave Brubeck Quartet from an LP entitled Instant Brubeck, released on the Harmony label. It features Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Bob Bates on bass, and Joe Hodge on drums. And the tune is a Fats Waller, Andy Razzaf tune, Keeping Out of Mischief Now.
Thank you.
And that was Keeping Out of Mischief Now, the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Bob Bates on bass, Joe Dodge on drums. That was originally released on the Columbia label in 1955 under the title Brubeck Time. Then it was re-released on the Harmony label in 1968.
Well, I've been talking about the vice president, tenor sax man Paul Quinisce, over the last couple of hours as our highlight artist of the week, in that he was modeled his saxophone style after the president, as he was called, Lester Young. And finally, we've come to an album on the Amarcy label called The Vice President. And here's a little composition written by Paul Quinisce called Sammy. And if my liner notes are correct, it's interesting because one of my favorite organ players was Count Basie himself. He very seldom turned to the organ, but occasionally they would coax him into recording something on organ. I think his old boss, Count Basie, is on this track on organ. It's called Sammy. Paul Quinisce, our highlight artist of the week, there on tenor sax, from his Amarcy album, The Vice President. It was cut in January of 1952, and along with Freddie Green on guitar and Gus Johnson on drums, both out of the Count Basie band, Paul Quinisce managed to coax his old boss into the recording studio, Count Basie, and so he had a fine organ solo there by The Count.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break for the news at the top of the first hour. We hope you enjoyed the evening's selections. We hope you'll come back next week at the same time. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host has been Kent Lindquist. And we're going to wrap up tonight's show with a group headed up by Vic Dickinson. And it's from an album entitled Bones for the King. And the reason it's entitled that is because there's three trombones in this organization. In addition to Vic on trombone, we have Benny Morton on trombone, George Matthews on trombone, and Skip Hall on organ, Major Holly on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. The tune was written by Skip Hall, and it's entitled You Took My Heart. I'm